Earlier this week, Germany's ambassador to the United States, Wolfgang Ischinger, was at the Republican convention, and he takes issue with the way former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani characterized Germany's treatment of terrorists.
The U.S. election campaign presents some good and some less good news. The good news: Americans demonstrate their customary American optimism. This can-do attitude is really impressive. I wish more Germans would have this optimism regarding the unemployment problem, regarding health care reform, and regarding the fight against terrorism. Now, the less good news. Just a word on Mayor Giuliani's comment that Germany released terrorists after the 1972 Olympic Games. I am extremely unhappy about this statement because it might create the false impression that Germany is soft on terrorism. The opposite is true. We have successfully confronted our domestic terrorism problem of the 1970s and 1980s, and we are today united with America in fighting international terrorism at home and abroad. Germany is one of America's best allies in this fight, and Germany is also the only country so far which has successfully undertaken the prosecution of a person suspected of participation in the 9/11 attacks. Now let me add a more general observation about the campaign. I am not impressed by the quality of the debate, both on the Republican and Democratic side. This debate tends to focus on the war on terrorism, implying that we are in a war to which there is a military solution. But military action alone will not solve the terrorism problem of today, and most certainly not the terrorism problem of tomorrow. Why is there not more of a debate on how to reach out and stop young people in the Islamic world from drifting into the terrorist camp? Last night, we were reminded by Ronald Reagan's son that President Reagan actually hated the idea of war. President Reagan and his successor, President Bush 41, pursued peace, not war, and they were both immensely successful. Without President Bush 41, my country would not be a united Germany today, and there would not be a united Europe. I feel very strongly that America should remind itself of its great legacy, not only in defeating others in war, but as a peace builder. That is the American success story of the 20th century, and Americans should be proud of their role as peacemakers and peace builders.
Wolfgang Ischinger is the German ambassador to the United States.